Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, there's a paper written on this, and it may not be necessary to mention Article 15 of ICERD. It's just to give the full an effect of all the treaty bodies. And there is a particular call under Article 15 of ICERD that it is necessary before they can take action, they need a call from another body so that they can transmit a petition to the General Assembly and its UN bodies. When I looked at when by calling upon UN bodies and agencies, Human Rights Council and special procedures and treaty bodies, that's in the DDPA. And it was transferred also from the former Commission on Human Rights. The language then in 2009 was the Human Rights Council. So this allows the Human Rights Council to take the necessary measures in order to give full an effect of the for the implementation of ICERD, which is also in not only the DDPA but the 2009 Durban Review Conference. The only problem with taking out Article 15 is sometimes states may use that and say, as I was trained through my 25 years of experience, all the years of the deliberations of the Declaration and other instruments, other protocols, etc., that if you don't have something specific, it's hard for them to move on the implementation when, in fact, Article 15 specifically calls, and which is why I sent the even the procedure of ICERD to Brazil, and I could send it to others. The CERD committee was, as I stated, was afraid to even implement its own procedure by transmitting a petition to the General Assembly and to the appropriate body to get instructions to implement the full effect of Article 15, because they were under so much pressure. And even though it's in their procedure, and that's part of the fear, there's a reason I mentioned that there are experts who have a certain level of fear today, and that they need, and securely, they need to have your blessing to do some of these things. So I think